With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fraud case in Minnesota gaining more attention, and many are demanding that Governor Tim Walz be held accountable.
We've been trying to raise the alarm on this for over 3 years. The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who is from Minnesota, says he is livid about
the former acting U.S. attorney who's been involved in this now for well over a year, said the amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion and they are still counting. It could grow to as much as $2 billion.
This case centers around a fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. The defendants are accused of claiming to be feeding millions of meals to children. Most of the defendants are Somali. Some of them are U.S. citizens. This case has led to numerous indictments and investigations into the state's handling of social services and oversight failures. President Trump wants to lower the Biden-era fuel economy requirements for both new cars and trucks. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The administration has announced plans to roll back fuel economy standards for light-duty vehicles.
It was ridiculous, very expensive. It put tremendous upward pressure on car prices.
The transportation secretary said the Biden-era rules aimed at limiting air pollution were completely unattainable for automakers. If the plan is approved, new vehicles would need to average roughly 34 miles per gallon instead of 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A new poll gauges trust all around the world.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A faith-based pregnancy center came before the Supreme Court Tuesday to challenge an investigation its attorneys say was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information, claiming the centers had misled people. This is SRN News. Well, stocks getting closer to record territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes back near their record levels. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 408 points. That's about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. One report showed that hiring was weaker than expected last month. A second one said growth for U.S. services businesses was better than forecast. Traders are still hoping that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again when it meets next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Well, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he'll push a new requirement that the Federal Reserve's regional bank presidents actually live in their districts for at least 3 years before taking office. It's a move that could give the White House more power over the agency. More details, srnnews.com.